Patient's last name is Rubel, R-U-B-E-L, first name Diana, D-I-A-N-A, with the date is 9-14-2013. This is a patient in rheumatology for a follow-up appointment. Patient being followed up for inflammatory spondyl arthropathy. Next paragraph, next line hyphen, patient at the last visit, methotrexate was increased to 7 tablets a day, and sulfasalazine was increased to 3 tablets twice a day. Next paragraph, the patient states the pain has not changed with an intensity of 7 to 8 by 10, with morning stiffness almost all day. With stiffness which lasts for an hour. Patient complains of pain and swelling in hands, wrists, elbows, knees, bilateral hip, neck, and feet. Next paragraph. The patient has a left hip replacement scheduled next Tuesday. Next paragraph. The patient has been having increasing pain and has seen and is in the care of an orthopedic surgeon who has recommended 3 sets of shots. And if the shots fail to relieve her of pain, surgery for L1 to L3 fusion has been scheduled in February. Next paragraph. On examination, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done, and only the pertinent positive and negatives will be noted. Examination of the hand joints, there is swelling and tenderness noted in bilateral second and third MCP and bilateral second and third MCP. Next line hyphen, swelling, tenderness noted in PIPs and DIPs of bilateral hands, especially the second, third, and fourth. Examination of the neck, mild spasm noted, range of motion within normal limits. Examination of the back, scars noted, marked stiffness, patients unable to touch toes, decreased range of motion. Examination of the feet bilaterally, next line hyphen, examination of the feet bilaterally, the swelling noted in bilateral MTPs, and tenderness noted in all toes. Pertinent labs. WBC count is 7.3, hemoglobin is 11.7, platelets are 246, creatinine is 0.3, and GFR is 60. CRP is 1.7, ESR is 29, which is elevated. Assessment and plan, inflammatory spondyl arthropathy. Next time, hyphen, patient to continue sulfasalazine at 3 tablets twice a day. That was increased last visit. Next line hyphen will increase the methotrexate to 8 tablets a week. Next and continue folic acid a day. Last flexor 10 milligrams onto 2 tablets at night. Next line hyphen patient to continue Cymbalta as well, 60 milligrams once a day. In next line hyphen, in view of upcoming surgeries, will avoid biologics. Number 2, left hip pain, scheduled for left hip replacement next week. Number 3, low back pain, receiving shots. If shots fail, scheduled for surgery, L1, L3 to L3 fusion in February. Number 4, renal insufficiency, GFR is 60, patient advised to DC meloxicam, and will closely monitor. Patient advised to stop all anti-inflammatory, including over-the-counter medications. Dictation by number 4, hyperuricemia, patient presently on a low purine diet. Thank you very much, dictation by Dr. Kazi. Patient to follow up in 6 weeks. Thanks.